1000 KCEO.
Good evening and welcome to KCEO Radio AM 1000. This is the 11th Hour of Ministries coming to you from North County of San Diego, California, Southern California. We here at the 11th Hour of Ministries have put this program together to share the truth by way of the Word of God through the Bible. We actually use what's called the NIV, or the New International Version of the Bible, here at 11th Hour Ministries. And we highly encourage that if you're listening to this program this evening, that you get a Bible, if you do have one, so you can go along with us in the Scripture. We are here to read pure Scripture and allow the true Word of God to do the work in our lives and through us. We actually here at the 11th Hour Ministries just love God and have put this program together to let His light shine in this dark world. And through the Bible, it eliminates man's opinion and people's giving each other instruction and things of that nature that aren't accurate or beneficial to them. The Word of God is true and it is unchanged for ever since it was written, and we believe here that God put this gift of words together for us so that we can have clarity in this lost and dark world. It really actually is the center of all knowledge. And the Bible says if you know God, that you have all the wisdom that ever was and ever will be in your hands through the Bible. So we're just super fired up about the fact that we're here to read the Word of God, to share the Scripture. We actually call this hour the mystery of the gospel. We're here trying to seek the answers that God wants us to know through the Bible, through the true Word of God. And we consider this to be a 20th century application to timeless instruction. The Bible's still going to mean the same thing 5, 10, 20, 30, 50,000 years from now. It will not change, although our world is certainly changes on a constant basis. And unfortunately, we are here thinking that there's a lot of people in our society and the way our world is going, with people who don't have a concern for each other. Bible teaches us to do unto others as you would have done unto them, yourself, etc. We just here trying to see if we can't make a little difference in this world by teaching selflessness, as the Bible teaches. And so the true Word of God is what makes all reason and proper thought process occur. And we're here to read pure Scripture so we can understand more about what God wants in our lives. We do consider this hour to be a miracle in motion. The Bible clearly says that the Word of God is living and active. And we do believe that it's unequivocally the truth coming purely from God. And so, once again, we're here at the 11th Hour Ministries, KCEO Radio, AM 1000. We'd like to open with a prayer. And that is, God, please forgive us all, God, who are listening to this program tonight, for all the sins that we've committed to this moment in time. God, please forgive us the trespasses that we've trespassed against each other, as well as the trespasses that we've put against you, God. God, we ask that each person, that God, you would forgive their sins, and myself as well, God, that we could be cleansed of our sin, God, because that's what, in confession, we end up being renewed in our wholesomeness with you, God. And if we're asking for forgiveness for our sins, that you open our hearts and minds and souls and spirits, God, to your word and your truth, that we get out of your way, God, that we leave the worldly things of our lives behind and set aside all of our cares and concerns of this world, God, and just have your word pour over our hearts, God, and that we can know you better and love you better and treat each other with dignity and respect, God, that you know the desire of our hearts, God, is to promote your by the Bible, the true word of God. And God, we ask that there's someone out there tonight who, during the course of this hour, if they feel that this message is being spoken directly to them for any reason whatsoever, we know, God, that that's how you do your finest work. That we pray, God, that someone out there is hungry and thirsty for the truth, that they have a void in their hearts, or there's loneliness or something. They just can't pinpoint why they aren't complete, God, why they aren't fulfilled. And we know, God, that through the Bible, without knowing you and reading your scripture and having daily bread, which is to read the word of God each day, that there will be this ache and pain and missing link. And God, we just pray tonight that someone out there would just surrender their lives to you, God. And we pray for all this in the name of Jesus, our brother. Amen. So here we are tonight at the 11th Hour Ministries. We do have a question tonight, and I guess the anthem of the evening is going to be, there's an old saying in the world, and that is, live and learn. And so really interestingly enough, when I was going through the process of living and learning, I was finding myself in many different spots or positions where I kind of felt myself backed into a corner, or I had made the same mistakes over and over again, or just kept going back to the same old whipping post in certain directions in my life when I didn't know how to change things. I just kept repeating destructive behavior. And that was through drugs or alcohol, tobacco. There were so many different things, pornography, money, lust, so many different worldly things that I was involved with, that it just didn't click to me that instead of trying to live and learn, we actually have an option, which is an open book test. There is a different way to go about our lives, and that is to learn and live. So rather than live and learn, why would we not want to learn and live? God gives us the opportunity with an open book test to learn what will be beneficial to us in our lives, to learn how to function properly in this world and to be a positive influence and to do the right things in all cases to promote God and truth and goodness and wholesomeness and things of this nature. And so tonight, once again, the message is, should we be living and learning, or should we be learning to live? And the Bible clearly gives us pure instruction in every possible way to be able to learn about what we are doing right and expand those things that we do right, as well as learn the things that we are not doing right, the things that don't please God, and how changing our behavior or repenting from such behavior can be blessed by God and will be a thing that will change our lives and give us that the missing link or the void in our hearts will be filled with such joy and such fulfillment that there's nothing else on the planet Earth that even comes close to the feeling that God will give you inside your heart of wholeness. There were times in my life when I actually went to psychologists, psychiatrists, and people to try to learn, you know, what exactly I should do in relationships and or just in my behavior. And God is the ultimate physician. Not to say that there aren't people on the planet Earth that do fine work in those fields, but God gives us all the knowledge we ever need to know on how to behave in a proper fashion so he can bless our lives. And so once I went through thousands and thousands of dollars with psychologists, psychiatrists, things of this nature, I finally realized is that through the word of God, all things can be sorted out and learned. And that's how we have come to a place where in submitting to our Lord and in dropping to my knees in submission to God, in laying all of my cares and concerns over to the foot of the cross, our brother Jesus, who shed his blood for our sins, that our sins would be forgiven, has given me this entire new life, a new spirit. He's made me a new creation, and I want to share this with the folks that are listening, because through the word of God, God gives us a new direction, a new outlook, a new awareness. He makes you wholesome. He gives you back your dignity, your sparkle. He gives us new hope, a soft heart. If anyone can relate out there tonight to a hard heart, how many times you've been wounded or hurt by others and to the point where you finally just build the Fort Knox around your heart and you're not going to let anyone into your sensitive area of your soul or your spirit. And what a sad way of existing. And so with anxiety and desperation and it's just all these type of things that have been changed in my heart because I've turned to Jesus. And once again, tonight we're here to learn and live. So that being said, there's one topic that is continuously in the news lately, and it's the military and the warfare that goes on in our worlds, and how, you know, we are treating each other on this planet Earth, and whether or not God can bless or will bless the behavior of mankind against himself or each other. And we're here, first of all, to thank our military service people for the sacrifice that they have given through the ages for our freedom. That's the bottom line. It really boils down to God. When we started this country, our forefathers very clearly wanted God as part of the structure of this country. And one thing that we're here to make sure we understand and promote is that the people in the service who give their lives. I saw a program on HBO where it's not just the people who died, it's the people who lost their limbs, the people who have now some type of harm to their bodies because they went out and tried to do the best they could to protect our freedom and the human rights for those around the world, and what price they were willing to pay to preserve all that for us. And so when we talk about the Constitution of the United States of America, we also include in this program here at 11th Hour Ministries that God has his own Constitution, and that is the Bible. It's the law of the land, written clear as a bell, and we are to follow the law of the land. And as we know on earth, the ignorance of the law is no excuse, and God also has a program where he'll let us retest, but he really wants us to turn to him and learn how to live. And so is it really God bless America, or is it God less America? We've taken the pledge God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. We see more people define God in so many ways in the media. There's so many things that have become just filth and lust and all the things of our society that are going against God. And it's mocking him in a land that was given to us for him to have a blessing for us in that land. And if we take a dollar bill of any sort, any kind of paper denomination of money, turn it over, in God we trust, it says. And that's pure proof that our forefathers flat out, starting in this country, determined that God must be a part of how the structure of this whole nation, and that it was the catalyst that brought all men together, and they were to live according to the rules of the Bible. And that's why we do see that on our money, and we're still eager to see that each person learn that this country was, if we're the big brothers of the world, if we're the ones who are here to set an example, that we do a great job of living a clean and wholesome and godly society, so we can be lead by example. And in too many cases nowadays, there's a very poor example being set. Our youth are spiraling out of control, and there's so many things on the planet that are really troubling to us to see. And how we're drifting away from what God really wanted of us. The question that we have tonight is that we do know for sure, without any question whatsoever, that there are we have determined three classes of citizenship: the good guys, the undecided, and the bad guys. And that's pretty clear to understand. I think everyone can relate to that. And so ultimately, when we categorize ourselves in that type of three bracket categories, good guys, undecided, and bad guys. That means we're either hot, warm, lukewarm, or cold. And really, ultimately, doesn't it really boil down to good or godly, lukewarm or undecided, or bad guys are evil? And we all get out of bed and make choices every day. And in our behavior, in every thought we think, and everything we do, we are either promoting goodness and godliness or not. And Jesus says, you're either with me or you're against me. So ultimately, we are either in obedience to the good word of God or we're not. And so do understand that life is a one-way street. We do either pick the high road or the low road. When we get out of bed, we either feed the white wolf or the black wolf, as far as what decisions we make, what thoughts we think, what actions we do. Can God and will God bless those things that we do and think each day or not? And so tonight, here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we are questioning, do we live and learn or learn and live? And we'd like to start off tonight in 2 Timothy with the scripture, which is actually it's 2 Timothy chapter 3, and it talks about godlessness in the last days. And so the scripture goes as such. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women, who are loaded down with sin and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth. So in this particular scripture, I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing scripture that God is clearly saying, you know, that really relates to our society today. If you think about all these different words that are used here and how they relate to our worlds today, to the world today, people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to the parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. You know, it's pretty clear that this scripture flat out is speaking about this time in life that we are in at this point. Imagine this was all written, you know, some 2,000 years ago, and beyond that, and here it all applies to this modern day life without a question, any shadow of a doubt. It's very clear that these scriptures are timeless, and that's why we're here at the 11th Hour Ministries, to promote this, the truth that cannot and will not be denied. God cannot and will not be mocked. The Bible clearly says, and there's a perfect example of how the reason for this program being put together and the cry that we have that God would help us all to understand him more, and that we can learn how to live in harmony and peace in his world, in his word. And the question is, have you ever felt a hangover of sin? And that's just a kind of a term that I'm questioning is, I think we all can relate to the term hangover, thus that of adult enough to have ever had one cocktail too many, but a hangover for sin. And what why on earth would we want to wake up with a hangover? I mean, that's just crazy, right? So the question really is this, there's a battle that's raging right now. There's a battle that's being waged, and it's the only battle in our lives that we will ever have to fight alone. God does not have any grandchildren. You cannot go to and get saved through your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister or your spouse. There's only one-on-one relationship with God and Jesus, and they want you to be one with them and to love and honor and respect. And so each person has to search their own soul and become intimate with God and Jesus. And really, the purpose for this program is that we become armed for the times when we would be dragged away or persuaded to have things in our lives, some type of sin, that would cause us to have a hangover of sin. So I learned in church today, I attend what's called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside, and what an amazing church it is. If anyone is in the Southern California area, we super highly recommend you visit the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. They have just an amazing, amazing, it's where God is alive and well. If there's anyone listening tonight, as we talked about earlier tonight, if you have a feeling inside of you that there's a void or some type of loneliness or pain or whatever type of missing ingredient in your life that you possibly may feel, and you want to find out what this mystery of the gospel is, if you want to find out what about this God, or if you already know God and you're not being filled in the church that you currently go to, we encourage you to go to take an hour of your time and visit the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. It's at Mesa and Oceanside Boulevard. The website address is www.lightcc.org. They have just a phenomenal, when you walk in the door of this group of people, which makes up the church, it's not the building, it's the body of people. God is dwells there in such a huge way. And the love that, the godly love that is shared there, and the godly concern, the godly, it's just a pure home of the Lord. And you can feel it when you walk in the door. It's just an amazing, amazing place called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. Awesome child care for those folks who have children. You bring you come with your whole family. The children have a place to be nurtured and cared for by some of the people who belong in the church while you go to the chapel and have your worship time with the Lord. Listen to music. They have a little baby's room where it's called the cry room. You can stay with your children and still hear the word of God. And there's home Bible study, outreach programs. Without a question, this place is just on fire for God. It's got where God is alive and well. And the main ingredient is called a non-denominational church. The mystery of the gospel. The word of God is what is gone by through week by week. It's all about the Bible. And that's what's so awesome about it. If you aren't near the Southern California area, we still encourage you to find a Bible-based church, a place where they read the Bible and go through Scripture, because that's what does the work. It's man's opinion and man's guidance and his own wisdom that gets us out in a tailspin in this world. And so once again, we're just going back right to the core of things, which is the true Word of God. And so we do pray that tonight that you be armed for the times when the battle that you must go alone, so that you can learn the truth and learn how to guide yourself into success in your spirit and your body and your mind and your soul on this planet and forevermore. And so what I learned today at the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside is never give up and never give in. And to me, those words ring so true, is that it's not the first 98 push-ups that really matter the most to God. It's the last two. If you can relate to the you know, sort of the picture in your mind, is when the tough is when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Our whole battle or our whole spiritual journey is made or broken at the times where really what God wants of us, although we're all sinners and we all fall short, He wants your maximum effort. He wants you to give Him everything you have in you to try to shake loose of your sin and repent from your sin and to do the right thing. And He knows that we fall short, but how pleased He is when we give Him everything we have in us to try to do the best that we can to honor Him and show, you know, lead by a tremendous example in this world when we live according to the Word of God and the Bible and share the truth. God wants us to read our Bibles, to know the Scriptures, to be in certain, He'll put us in certain circumstances where it's be very clear that he'll bring someone who needs to know the Lord better, and He'll equip us with the Scriptures to use at the time when He wants His word to be heard with others. Tonight we're going to go live and learn, and learn and live. Is it really live and learn? or again, do we learn and live? So here's, now we're going to go into Matthew. This is Matthew 5:27, and this speaks of adultery. There's a few chapters here that my nephew Jay, who's here with me tonight, who we're going to be sharing some scripture with you. Before we do that, though, we want to go into one song that really should help to sort of get us more in tune with exactly what our brother Jesus did for us and how much he loves us. And so with that being said, we'll be back in 1 minute. Amen. Thank God for those tunes. I mean, just, you know, it's just amazing to me how awesome our God is. Imagine how much Jesus loves us, that he would, how much God loves us, that he would give us his son, his only begotten son, and that Jesus would accept the job to come to our planet and to be here to salvage us from our own sin, to put his body in front of our sin and to suffer and die and be resurrected for us. Just an amazing, amazing heartfelt song. I mean, this is a love affair. This program is put together for the simple reason that we want to just perpetuate the love of God, how having a loving, walking, hand-in-hand relationship with our God is so awesome and so phenomenal. And God put on my heart tonight that we were going to read some scripture here in Matthew 5, 27 and 5, 31, which actually speak about adultery and divorce. You know, during that song, I just got, my heart has gotten so moved to kind of shift gears here a little bit tonight. And we're actually going to go to Matthew 5, 1, which is just a little bit of a different flavor from where I thought this program was heading tonight. But God is in control around here, and we just go with where he sends us. This scripture actually is a much less, it's a more open and sort of warm and fuzzy kind of scripture than the other. So I think that's the direction that we're kind of heading here tonight. But 5:1 says, "Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying," now remember, God, you know, at the point where Jesus was walking on the face of the earth, they didn't have radios, they didn't have microphones or megaphones, they didn't have big stadiums. And so just imagine in your mind that, the you know, they're all on the side of a hill, the sun is probably a nice day, sitting outside and cool breeze, and people are just gathered around, and they just want to hear the good truth of Jesus. And excuse me, he went on to say in Matthew 5:3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Have you ever felt poor in spirit? And "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Have you ever mourned? "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth." We're called to be meek. "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." Hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. That's a promise from God. "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God." "And blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And Jesus says in the Bible also, "Whatever measure you use, it will be measured to you." And so these are the type of things that we're here to share tonight, which are just absolutely phenomenal, awesome words of love from God to us. Jay, why don't you take over here?
The scripture I'm going to read is Matthew 5:43, "Love your enemies. You have heard that it was said, 'Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect."
And we're called to stride for excellence and perfection in our lives and in our interactions with each other. What an awesome scripture. And we're going to go on here to treasures in heaven. Jay, why don't you read that also? That's Matthew
6:19. "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
Wow. Treasures in heaven. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, for moth and rust can destroy. You know, God, imagine the scripture that we're reading is, it's just so powerful. You know, the things of our world, all the bling bling and the things that we as a society have been fooled into thinking are the important things. I have a brother, Jim, who his son sits next to me as we speak. And this is a man who, the greatest treasure that he has in his life is that his sons and are loving God and following the direction of God and following scripture and things of this nature, and how much joy and peace that brings him. And it's the most important thing in his life, according to what brings him happiness. And he doesn't chase the almighty dollar, but his treasures are really stored in heaven. Because it says here, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where the moth and rust can destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so, you know, his treasure is that the things that money can't buy, the fact that his children are following the word of God, and that, you know, it just brings him great joy to his heart. And that's, to me, is he's the richest man I know. Under those conditions, you don't get any richer. Here we are at the 11th Hour Ministries. This is a mystery of the gospel. We're studying the word of God according to the Bible. And we do call this a miracle in motion. And we want to open the phone lines now. And if there's anyone out there who has a prayer request or some type of praise report, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines at 760-720-5236. So we encourage anyone out there who, you know, just has something on their heart, a message that they think someone out here needs to hear tonight, or a scripture they'd like to share, praise report, how God has moved super powerful in your life, or someone who's feeling pain and doesn't know where to turn, or just wants to share anonymously, even confess a sin of whatever sort. We don't judge around here. God is the judge of all. And so we're going to open the phone line, 760-720-5236. This is the 11th Hour Ministries on KCEO Radio, AM 1000. I'd like to go on here and read a scripture as well, which is, this is Matthew 7:7, actually. And it talks about, the heading is, ask, seek, and knock. And this is something I wasn't clear on before I started to read my Bible and find out exactly the steps that we are taught to take. This is where I learned how to live instead of living and learning. Ask and seek and knock. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. And this is a scripture that, without unequivocally, God does not, when he makes a promise, he does not break a promise. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be open. The thing about this one scripture, though, is, you know, God is going to, what we really encourage here is that people ask for God to reveal his will for their life. God's not going to bless prayers that are not according to his plan for our lives. There are many challenges and difficulties that he wants us to go through. The Bible talks about being purified like silver, purified like gold and refined like silver, and that happens by heat. And God is purifying, just like the clay in the potter's hands. God is molding us into the shape that he wants us. And so we ask tonight that we pray together that God create a shape of a body of people that are what he wants of us, that we could be a great example as a family of believers of God, of people that love God and follow his word according to his laws and precepts and commands the best we can, and that we pray together that God help us take back this lost and dark world, that the people who are suffering around the globe, here we are comfortable in our little homes in America, and we have running water and electricity and things where all this stuff that we take for granted, that there's so many people on this planet that don't have. And not only that, but we're safe. It's not likely that someone's going to come and rape and pillage our village tonight. And it happens, it's happening right now somewhere on this planet Earth. And every single person here is God's child. And we just ask that God would continue to move so powerfully. But once again, it's through his scripture that we learn the truth and the righteousness of God. And we go now to scripture is 7:13, which is the narrow and the wide gates. So God here talks about enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Enter through the narrow gate rather than the wide gate. How many of us, by our own behavior, by our own stubbornness or worldliness, whatever you want to call it, that we go on to just make our way across this wide bridge, which, basically there's an old saying as I grew up, if everyone jumped off a bridge, would you? And, that's a good question. Don't we not, as a society, continue to sort of go along with the program? And is we ever going to put our foot down and take no more and fight for the right that God has instilled in us and put in us, he entrusted in us, that we would continue to promote his truth and his word, and that he would continue to be praised and glorified on this planet. God is such an amazing God, and how do we show our thanks? What are we doing as a society to show him how grateful we are? The nails in his hands and the nails in his feet show us how much you love me. When Jesus wore a crown of thorns that cut into his flesh all the way to the bone, how do we thank him for that? When they whipped the flesh off his back and hung him on a tree, and then God sat and watched this whole thing go on, when either one of them could have struck us down in a heartbeat. And so, once again, we're here, just sharing the truth and sharing the Word of God. This is the 11th Hour Ministries, KCEO Radio, AM 1000. And we are opening the phone lines at 760-720-5236. We do have a call right now on line one here. We're going to take in a second. But we super encourage everyone who's listening, if you're in the Southern California area, that you join us at the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. It's where I'm a member. And we just love God so much, and we're so grateful, my family and I, that we've been able to find such an example of what God would have as a church in this day and age. This is a great example of what God would be super blessed for the people who are part of the church and who run the church. I'm sure our God sits back during each service and smiles and says, with this I am well pleased, my good and faithful servants, without a question. Men and women alike are absolutely doing a phenomenal job here at the Lighthouse Christian Church in Oceanside, and we highly encourage anyone who's listening to go to that church or any other that they have in their community that is a Bible-based Christian church. We do have on the line is Josephine on line one. Hello, Josephine.
Hello. How are you, brother?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Just having a glorious wonderful time listening to you just exalt Jesus as a person that comes inside of us and enables us to make the right choices. It's exciting, Mark.
Amen. Amen.
Wonderful.
Well,
wonderful.
Are there any scriptures, Josephine, that come to mind? Well, we're reading Matthew. Matthew, what an amazing, easy to understand and easy sort of the way it's laid out in the Bible. It sort of goes step by step into certain, you know, instruction that God wants us to know. And the book of Matthew, for those who don't know how to read a Bible, who've never picked up a Bible in their lives, and this is the beginning of the New Testament, which... Matthew is easy reading type of material, but how full, you know, fulfilling it is. I mean, every handful is just filled with nuggets of awesome truth that God has laid out for us, yeah?
Amen. Amen. Yes. Well, there are several scriptures in Matthew that I love, one of which, and you touched on earlier in the beginning verses of chapter 5 about blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Amen.
And you said that we are called meek. Well, if we look over in Matthew 11, 8 through 30, it says, then Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
Man, that's good. Take my yoke upon you and let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle. And in the King James it says, I am meek and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke fits perfectly and the burden I give you is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen. Amen.
Is that good? He's meek and lowly in heart. Oh, boy.
It is absolutely true, Josephine. And, you know, the thing about the scripture and this hour put together is that, can you just feel God's love? I mean, is this not a time where the time we get to share together under these circumstances, this is a program that's put together not to go by a stamped out version of Bible instruction that is sort of methodical and, you know, this hour was put together for just sharing God's pure, true love. Can you feel God's love coming out of the Word of God, out of the Scripture here?
Yes, yes, very much so. Very much so. And He does love us, and He behaves better when we behave better.
Yeah.
You know that?
Amen, amen.
He says, you know what? I like how you're behaving,
amen.
And I'm going to behave too.
Amen. You know, it's just like we talked about in the past here, Josephine, it's like a relationship with father and son or father and daughter. And, you know, of course, the father always wants, and this job of the father is to be a steward over his child and protect the child and give good instruction and solid, sound foundation of instruction. But, you know, the father's job is, and as the Bible says, Jesus, that God will... discipline his children, but he loves us so much, and he just wants a great, awesome, loving relationship with us. So when we get out of line, he's going to give us a correction, but like you said, he starts to lighten up the load when we start to turn and learn from what he wants of us. And you know, we can go down fighting and calling and scratching all we like, but we're never going to win. It's like a kid throwing a temper tantrum. And God, who basically just sits back and waits till we burn out our own energy on this temper tantrum and then go on to, you know, finally wear ourselves out. And like we talked about earlier, Josephine, is do we live and learn or learn and live? And God wants us to learn, and then he will give us our life.
Amen. Yeah. That is so beautiful, the way you put that.
Mm-hmm.
The way the Lord brought that through to you is just so beautiful. And I can't tell you how wonderful Arthur and I both enjoyed Judy. Is that your wife's name?
Yes, indeed, yeah.
And continue to enjoy Jade. For you to have a family that loves and is seeking the Lord and you know, everybody says, oh, I want more of God, I want more of God, but we can't have more of God if we don't have his righteousness, like you read in Matthew 5, verse 6, hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Amen.
Ye shall be filled, and that filled, if you look in the Greek, is kalazo.
Mm.
And it means stuffed, like it's Thanksgiving when you're just so stuffed you can't take another bite.
Amen.
He's going to satisfy us like that.
And who can't relate to sitting on the couch after Thanksgiving dinner and feel all stuffed, right?
Right. And you can't handle anymore. You go and start giving after a day or two, start giving the food away to your neighbors or whoever you
can get
it to.
Amen.
That's how it do with his when he fills us through his righteousness.
Amen. And you know, there's an old saying, Josephine, is you are what you eat. Everyone can relate to the old saying, you are what you eat. Well, you know, God in the Bible very clearly instructs us that we are to have to eat our daily bread, and what he means by that is Scripture. You know, God wants us to have a tremendous diet of pure Scripture so that he can fill us in our spirit to the point of being full. And then when we do that, when we stay according to the rules of the Lord and we read his Bible and we really absorb what he's teaching us, when we go in there with a joyful heart. You know, I grew up in a spot where it seemed like I was just having to go through the motions in a church that I was grown up in and brought up in, and it was really stale. I mean, I don't know what other word to use, but I just went through the motions. It was pretty much kneel and give the sign of the cross and eat a wafer and see you next week. I mean, I didn't know that there was a full-on relationship with God. And what he teaches us in the Bible is that we are to become born again. And through that, it happens through baptism, but we become born-again Christians. And I always thought, you know, they're kind of fanatical people. But what it really truly boils down to is it's a love relationship. It's a walking hand-in-hand with God. And there's no greater joy. There's no greater love. There's no greater feeling in our hearts that there's nothing on this earth that can compare to the love of God. And that's why we have so much fun sharing the love of God. It's not an easy walk. There's not a walk in the park. It's not a cakewalk. But at the same time, it's worth every step, every struggle, every challenge that we come up against. God's not going to, you know, give his will to us in an easy fashion. He's going to make us earn our wings. So be it. Anything that easy come, easy go. That's the old saying, right, Josephine?
That's right. That's right. And you're right, Mark. There is some suffering that goes along with the whole thing. It says, after you've suffered for a little while, I will strengthen and establish you.
Amen.
In righteousness. It's in 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter, I think, but I'm not sure. And
we're going to suffer anyway. One way or another, you suffer in this world anyway. I mean, I'd rather be suffering for the good guys team any day, because there's a promise in the end that God will fulfill our lives. In Jeremiah, the Bible talks about Jeremiah 29:11. God says here, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile." God lets us go out into exile in our worlds. He lets us go into the darkness. He lets us go out and make mistakes. But he protects us as a father and would to a son or daughter. You know, the kid's going to skin his knee and he's got to learn, you know, don't climb too high, because when you fall it hurts. And, you know, the child has to learn on its own. You can't overbear on a child the way they have to learn to grow and keep themselves safe. But yet there's always the father or mother looking over in the case of trying to protect them. Same thing with God. This is a love relationship with our Father. God is our Father, and how amazing it is to share his love and his truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Thy word, one scripture, and then I'll let you go. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against him.
Wow.
What a way to start this week, huh?
No question.
Mark.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen. Hey, somebody wants to tell you something here.
Okay. I'm going to guess.
Dear Brother Mark, is that you over there in San Diego, California?
Hello, Brother Arthur in Texas. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. I can't tell you what a blessing you are to me. I told my wife after the program the other night, I said, I'm praying that God will give you the same fervency and love for the Lord that he has put in that Mark's heart.
Well,
that's the one thing. It comes out. I mean, we need a little whipping now, man. We need to know what that word says, that we need to bend our wills and turn to God and do what he wants us to do. But you do it in such a sweet, sweet manner. I don't know whether anybody's really hearing you.
Well, and Arthur, I do have to say is that, you know, it's something that I learned in my life a long time ago is, you know, I just work here. God is awesome. Our Father is, you know, what I've tried to do with this program is just to gather some people together, whoever God would bring to this gathering, this hour, that he would open our hearts and minds and souls and spirits so we can share his love. And to sort of, you know, get across the message that I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I'm a unworthy man who God through his grace and mercy has told me.
You know what you remind me of, Mark? You remind me of Gideon when he was humbling himself and says, I'm not ready to do this job for you. You know what? He did the job in an amazing way, and God said, when you go in there, get your people to shout in the name of the Lord and in the name of Gideon.
Amen.
Wait a minute. Without Gideon, the Lord wasn't able to do the job.
Wow. Well, you know,
you're on the right track, brother. The Lord's using you.
Well, and I appreciate it. And, you know, it's with the encouragement and backing of the people around. It's, you know, we are a family. You know, this is a church right here on the radio program as we speak. You know, we all are members of the family of God, and that where two or more are gathered, there I shall be. And in gathering together in his name, we pray that, let's close in a prayer, Arthur, is that we pray, God, tonight that there's someone out there. We have no idea how far this radio program and these airwaves are stretching and reaching. And God, we truly in our hearts believe that there's someone out there, there's people or a person, at least one person, God, whose heart has been moved by your scripture, by your works, by your truth. And that, God, that this person, whoever they are, will find a Bible-based church, God. They will get to buy a copy of the Bible, and they will just open it to let your truth pour through them, God. That God, there's somebody in chains and bound in chains right now in sin that is just weighed down in sin, that you will have break the chains that bind them, God. Let their eyes peel off the blinders of their eyes, God. Peel off the ear muffs off their ears so they can hear, God. Let their hard heart be broken and shattered to be a soft heart, God, a loving heart, an open heart. And, God, this truth and this word be heard, God, and it continues to migrate through all of us into other people, and that your miracle in motion goes where God lets the light come through this radio waves and the people who call in and the love that gets shared here, that it becomes super contagious, that this world starts to turn in a way that we all will know and love. Arthur, we love you with the love of the Lord. We're getting ready to sign off here.
Amen. God bless you, brother. We'll look forward to next week.
Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside, highly recommend it. We are here at the 11th Hour Ministry, sharing the Word of God and the truth according to the Bible, and we'll see you next week. God bless you. Casey.